following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode From Radioland, episode number 155 is happening today, this time out, this week. Hope it's going well for you. Been, you know, kind of cruising along here, having some fun with everything that's going on in the world. You know, that's just it. I guess, I don't know, I thought it would be fun. I thought the punchlines would basically write themselves, but it's not really funny anymore, is it? I don't know, man. I'm just along for the ride. I'm along for the ride just much like you are. As such, something I want to read to you. I didn't write it. But I want to read this to you, and I want you to listen to what I'm reading to you, or don't. Turn it off if you want. it's a free country. At least it used to be. Now, I'd like for you to hear this, because, and you'll know this the second I start reading this, because when you hear it spoken, it makes a pretty large impact. At least for me, it does. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Pretty cool, isn't it? For those of you unaware, that is the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. It was ratified December 15th, 1791. It's been around. I'm a big fan of the First Amendment, obviously. I'm using it right now, really. It says a lot in that one sentence. It does say a lot, doesn't it? That we have that right to say what we want. That's the thing, you know. The establishment of a religion, you know, I like that. There shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's important. That's big. That's very powerful stuff. You have the freedom here in the United States of America to practice whatever religion you want, or freedom from religion. You don't have to practice it if you know. That's the basis of the freedoms that we used to enjoy, that we do enjoy here in this country. I say used to. I mean, I don't know. This craziness that's going on now with the immigration thing is, no one is officially saying, but it's exactly a religious ban is what it is. And it's an interesting thing that is happening in this country right now. I'm fascinated by watching it happen. I'm against it. For those of you who really give a shit, I'm against it, as I think most people are. Just about everybody is against what has happened, what is going on. And the fascination of it, while watching this happen, watching this play out across this country, what else is interesting to me about it is watching the reaction of two ends of the spectrum here. One of which is the reactions of the people that are having to endure this, that are actually having to live through this, in whatever fashion, whether they are the people themselves that are trying to come into the country or to travel through it, and those that have been in charge of enforcing it. and to the reactions of the rest of the world. It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating to me to see how this is playing out. And part of what is, I don't know, is sort of a catalyst for some of this, watching this unfold, is watching the media, watching how it is being dealt with, how it's being presented, how the stories are being told. Those of you who have a hatred of the mainstream media need to understand that that's right now pretty much all you got when it comes down to what's happening. The old stalwarts are certainly there as far as the sources. And there are fantastic reactions to this. Both sides. Although the people that are in support of this thing, it's not as prolific as you'd think. There's a good number of people, especially in social media, who were fans of the president, who are now being mysteriously quiet about all of this. A lot of it that I've seen has been a reaction of, holy shit, this is happening. Holy shit, this guy he's doing this. He threatened to, and he did it. Now, that's a small number of the reaction on that side. The bulk of the reaction I'm hearing is, what the fuck is going on? Why is this happening? Who says this is right or wrong? You've got all sorts of things that are going on here. So meanwhile, you've got the main media outlets that are keeping a close eye on this, of which we rely on. Whether you agree with or not, there's all sides of the story being told by various reporting agencies. And watching this being laid out in the fashion that happens is it's an interesting look to see in the thought process by which the news media operation operates under. Obviously, there's biased media. It's everywhere. There's the left, there's the right, and there's some that are kind of close to the middle. But you got all the main stalwarts in there. You've got NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, Washington Post, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, CNN, Reuters, the BBC, which is about as middle as it gets. Our friends at Feature Story News, FSN, they're covering this as well, and they're being pretty middle of the road with it. They're trying to lay it out because it is this particular story, this particular scenario of the immigration thing that's going on, which makes this kind of a good test of how the media should be handling these things. There is, in essence, a list of things, a list of facts that you can put down. And then there is what's being said by the people that put this into play, what's being said by the people who are enduring this, and what's being said by the people who are witnessing this. Then there are updates and there's a constant laying of fact. But what I haven't seen as of yet, really, and this is one of the rare times this occurs, not seeing much spin put on this. Most everybody is just laying out the facts as they see that what has happened. This occurred. Now this is occurring. This is how this occurred. No one's mentioned why as of yet. We know why, but no one's really delved into that. There's this overwhelming pervasiveness of watching how this just is being explained. Because, see, typically, there's a lot of spin that's put into play. You probably heard that term in the media. There's a thing called the spin room. After presidential debates or any type of political debate, there's usually a place called the spin room, and that's where all the media hangs out. and they get to ask questions. Well, how do you feel you did? There's never a loser, if you'll notice. There's never a loser or a winner in these debates. We all know, we all have fashioned our own opinion of this, but that's the spin. No matter how bad a particular person does in one of these events, there's always that spin. Well, I did say this and I did say that, and this is what I meant, and blah, 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 blah. And that whole spin about, well, it's never as bad as it seems. You know, it's like somebody trying to make light of the fact that, you know, a hurricane like Katrina destroys New Orleans, and there's somebody going, well, you know, they got a little rain. You know, that's spin. Whether it's an exaggeration, whether it's a layoff or whatever, however you want to get into it, a delaying of some of the facts. The issue here is that this particular thing, we're not seeing much spin. And the reason being, I think, is that I don't think you can spin it. There isn't a pretty way to put this. There isn't a nice thing to say. The supporters of this action, this immigration action, they have all been real quick to state that, you know, this is necessary for the safety of the people of the United States of America. Then you've got the other people who go, no, this is ludicrous. This is insane. Seven countries are on this list. Not one of them have provided a terrorist to have attacked this country. Not one of them. Never. The ones that are not on the list are the ones we got to worry about. Now, that's kind of a spin, what I just did there. It's also my opinion. Whether you agree with it or not makes no difference. If you agree with it, great. If you don't agree with it, great. That's fine. It makes no difference. But as I've said many, many times before on this show, if you have the ability to take what I have said, what I've brought into the play here, into the conversation, and it prompts you to research for yourself and read more about what the fuck I was talking about, then now we're getting somewhere. If you agreed with me before when I said it, and you've researched it and decided that I was incorrect in my approach to the story, and we've disagreed now, that's fine, because now you've become educated. Or if you've disagreed with me before and read something and researched something and you turned that way, it doesn't matter either way. The fact is that you're able to form your own opinion instead of those opinions being laid out into your mouths by the media that you read, by only sticking with one particular thing. As such, for example, the idea here, because if you're, okay, remember not too terribly long ago, the Black Lives Matter protests that were happening all over the place, they still happen. It's still there. There's Black Lives Matter is a thing that still occurs. There are protests. When a white cop shoots a black kid, there's a lot of times there's going to be, if it seems something was afoul with this deal, there's going to be a Black Lives Matter protest of some sort. Now, the backlash to that, there was obvious backlash to the Black Lives Matter thing, and it was these other people who were saying, no, all lives matter. Do they now? I have a question for you. If you are one of those people who during the Black Lives Matter protests, and you spoke or put onto your social media the words, all lives matter, where the fuck are you right now? With a ban on a religious sect from entering into this country. Without extreme vetting. Why is that happening? It happened before. It will happen again. But it's happening now. And no one on the side of the people that would say all lives matter are saying a good goddamn thing about it. They're saying nothing. They're avoiding it. Their silence is translating into complicity. That's what I see. Because all lives, I guess if you said, no, all lives matter, and then this happens, well, I guess it doesn't. Now, does it, you hypocritical motherfucker? I know it's a little harsh language here, but that's what I mean. What you really wanted to say when you said all lives matter was white lives matter. Because all lives matter, it's a little broad. Oh, of course black lives matter. Of course brown lives matter. Of course yellow lives matter. Why is that? Why is it that the people who have sat there during those protests, when black families had lost a loved one in very suspicious manner by law enforcement, and they protested, of which they have the absolute right to do so. It happened here in Memphis. It was a peaceable protest. No one got hurt. But man, there was all these people, these racist motherfuckers too, going, all lives matter. Don't you know that? All lives matter. Now this is happening. We fast forward to January of 2017. The human hand job that is sitting in the Oval Office decides that he shall write an executive order that stops people from entering this country if they've come from 7 predominantly Muslim countries for the fear that terrorists are going to come here. In the history of those 7 nations, not one of those countries were involved in a terrorist attack of this country. They were against the Syrians now all of a sudden. These people that have their country has been destroyed, and their fight against terrorism and their fight against religious oppression have now been told by the most powerful nation in the world, you're not coming here because we don't trust you. And now the rest of the world is looking and going, wow. Wow, you actually came out of your face. And all of you people that said all lives matter, I guess y'all lied. I guess y'all lied horribly through all of this. And it's a head scratcher because, as I've mentioned before, you can't spin this. There's no way around this. There's no pretty side to this. There's no way to make this right. By those statements alone, I know that there's probably a percentage of you, I would suggest probably a fairly small percentage in the grand scheme of things, that have disagreed with everything I have said and have probably been screaming at their device while they've been listening to this, going, what the fuck are you talking about? You have no idea. Blah, 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 blah. Fine. Present your case. Love to hear it. Radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. Be more than happy. Send it along. I want to see somebody try and put a positive spin on this in a correct manner, considering that 99.99% of the world just saw us for what we are and what we've become and disagrees with the funny looking man in the house. Why? Why is this happening? And why is nobody saying anything? That's what's so fascinating to me. It's like they're afraid to say something. Damn it, this is now the time. All I see on social media right this second, right now, pictures of someone's dead grandmother and a cat video. That's far more important. Because this thing that is happening now, whether you have an opinion on it or not, doesn't necessarily mean that much to you in the scheme of things. What does in fact matter is that this is just the start of it. You don't know. Well, I'm not Muslim. I don't care. Oh, I don't care. You may be that guy. So you don't care when they come after the Muslims. Well, what if they come after the Jews? What if they come after the Catholics? What if they come after the Baptists? There's one. Let's go after the Baptists. Why not? it doesn't stop, and that's the key here. When does it stop? Where does it stop? Why doesn't somebody stand up and say something? I'm going to read it one more time. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Sounds different when you hear it, doesn't it? Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
There was once a moment when I actually thought that perhaps I could like sit down and like perhaps schedule my life. I'm not one of those guys. Turns out I may have lofty goals of being able to sit down and work with a list or work with a calendar or work with, I've been this guy. I've been the last minute guy for a long, long time. And even, you know, because, you know, with the New Year's resolutions, you think, well, I'm going to try something new and I'm going to try something different. Nope, never works. Never happens. I don't know why that is. Not really concerned about it, really. But such as it is, try as we might, we want to improve our lives in certain manners. And maybe I should really, I don't know, stick to making notes. Because my problem is that when I've written a note about something, I tend to have been kind of drunk at the time, and now I don't know what the fuck I was talking about.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
All right, kids. I know that was a little, a little different. You know, it's not as, this show is listed in the comedy thing, and maybe there wasn't really anything funny about it. I know, I get it. I just, right now, it's kind of hard to find the humor in a lot of this stuff. Because it's not there. It's this. That's the problem. It's just devoid of funny. I guess that's why in social media, all we're seeing is pictures of cats and dead grandmas. I don't know. I think we're all sort of, shell-shocked by what's happening. We're a little stunned. Stunned is a good word. I like stunned. All right, moving along. Time for a tune. Yeah. These guys are really nice. They've been down into our studios at Radio Memphis. You can hear them on the air at radio-memphis.com. Great Memphis band called With Bravado. Yeah, these guys are great. You can find them on Facebook. Just search for With Bravado, B-R-A-V-A-D-O. From their about page, I like this. Throughout all of our wild incarnations, we have stuck to our roots. We play loud grunge rock with ridiculous amounts of guitar layers. We have a love affair with male and female vocal harmonies. We love making music that approaches difficult topics. We love our country, our listeners, and our God. We truly believe that we owe more to the listeners than they owe to us. Nice lofty goals there, fellas. And I think it's great. It's fantastic. Their current album is out now. You can find it available where sold, if you will. We're going to play a cut off of that. How about that? The song is called I. This is With Bravado from Radioland.
Despite this cancer eye, I'll be there. But you won't fight it like you're killing time. And everyone's just fine. And in your inner eye, I love my soul design.
How about that? With Bravado, the song I, right here at From Radioland. Want to learn more about them? Find them on Facebook, With Bravado. That's where they are, on Twitter, at With Bravado. You can find them there as well. So, neat stuff. Buy their record and say, hey, heard it on From Radioland. I'm going to get the record. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to download a copy. Man, that'd be such a bad idea. Actually, support this music, would you? I know there's a lot of people that go, hey, I'm a big fan of your band. I love it. Oh, what can I do to help? Hey, listen, bro, we got a show. It's Friday night, and it's like $5 to get in. $5? Oh, can you get me in for free because I love your band? Nope, that gonna work, fella. Pay the cover. It's $5. It's one less beer. Or, I don't know, however you want to work it out. It's just $5. It's your ticket to ride, if you will. Which, by the way, a little point of trivia, the Beatles' song Ticket to Ride is in reference to the health card that prostitutes would carry in Europe. Mm-hmm. She's got the ticket to ride. They'll never hear that song the same way twice. All right, kids, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. You've heard what's coming up next time. And as such, I don't know, we'll just, you know, hold hands and see if this thing is going to work out here in the next, week or so, right? Let's see how it goes. Until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar. And this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.